Thank you for calling customer support. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
How you doing today?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Good. Hey, I was just ordering that drone, and I put all my information in it, and then I had a pop-up saying that, you know, the money was taken out of my account, but then at the very, very end, it says my card was declined, so I put it in again. And then it says this card has already been used to purchase this order. So I don't know if it, you know, got my stuff or what.
What's your zip code, sir?
49057.
One moment.
Okay. My banking, it says it was taken out. I mean, it says it's pending, but
give me just a moment, still with you, trying to locate your account.
Okay.
Still with you, sir. Just hold on. I'm trying to locate your transactions for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Still with you, sir. Just computer,
it's
just
okay.
Moving slowly here.
No problem.
All right, so 49057 is your zip code.
Yep. Would it be because I put the name they call me all the time instead of the name that's on my card?
I don't know, but I mean, if they ask you for the name on your card, perhaps. What is your name, sir?
On my card, it's Joseph Deal. D as in dog, I E H L.
Okay, the transaction I have here is Joe Deal.
Yep,
and
that's
it's
fine.
Located. Verify your address for me, please.
It's 430 Clark Street, Hartford, Michigan, 49057. So it didn't ask me the name on the card when I did the card information. I just put Joe on my address. So that shouldn't make a difference.
No, I wouldn't think so. I mean, I don't know, but I don't think so. If you just, you could have sent it. I mean, you could have put whoever's name.
Right.
You could have been sending it somewhere else as a gift as well, so.
Right.
So, this can't be the one. Okay, last transaction here is 11-12. So, you're asking about the, there was something you paid $9.97 for a Sleuth Elite drone?
All yeah, right. It was the, yep.
Yeah, for $9.97. It declined it.
And,
well, it declined the warranty on it. The drone itself, I have an approval for it.
Why would it decline the
I have no idea, sir. That's something. It just said $9.97 for priority one warranty bundle decline. But now on the Sleuth Elite drone, that amount was approved.
Right. I just don't, I would like to have the warranty, you know, in case something does happen to it.
I don't place the orders here, so I don't know how to go about doing that here. At least we don't do it here. However, did you have to put your card in a second time to do the warranty?
No.
And it's all, well, it's all on the same card ending in 2006. Just showing me decline here. I don't know if you still, I don't know how to go back to tell you to do it. I mean, the drone is on it, so it's going to be shipped to you.
Okay.
The, let me see if I can find the support number that you can ask them about adding the warranty or not.
Yeah, because at the end it just gives you an option, you know, the check mark box, and I hit it. It's always nice to have a warranty on these things.
Let's see, the drill set, the Craftsman toolbox, the cookware, the generator, coffee maker, but I don't see the, I see iPhone, iPad, Instant Pot, tracker. Don't see the drone, even though it's coming out to you. In your packaging, you're probably going to have a contact info when you get it. But I was trying to see if I could find something here. And I don't. Nick, massage a few. All right, so it's not giving me, so your product is on its way, but it's not giving me the, I was trying to find a support number that you might could have emailed them to ask them about redoing, other than going back in and doing it. I don't, we don't take the warranties here, sir.
Right. I'll go in and try to find the website or something like that.
Yeah, and if not in your packaging, you might have some type of support too, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you for calling Customer Support. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.